You're listening to SBS News.
The upcoming federal budget will reveal plans by the government to spend more than $200 million to build new domestic fuel storage facilities and back local refineries to stay open wherever commercially possible. Energy Minister Angus Taylor says the spending package will keep petrol prices low.
It's designed to put downward pressure on prices and ensure that consumers have a reliable, affordable supply of liquid fuels, of diesel, petrol, they need to live their lives and get on with commuting and running their businesses.
The government will work with industry over the next 6 months on the legislative and regulatory design of the package. Mr. Taylor says the stimulus will create more jobs.
So the stockholding obligations will deliver 950 jobs in building almost 800 million litres of new diesel capacity. And on top of that, this is about shoring up the jobs that are so crucial in our refining sector.
Australia currently imports around 90% of its fuel needs, mainly from Japan, South Korea and Singapore, most of which has already been through the refining process. The International Energy Association, of which Australia is a member, says this country should have a minimum of 90 days of fuel reserves. A report carried out for the Australasian Refineries Operatives Committee and the Australian Workers' Union reveals that there is only sufficient fuel for around 50 days, though the government says if you include fuel that's in transit to Australia, that rises to 84 days. Jefferson Harcourt is the founder and executive chairman of Grey Innovation, a technology commercialisation company. He says the coronavirus pandemic has exposed critical gaps in the nation's ability to be self-sufficient, which can only be achieved if Australia has energy security and affordability. He says safeguarding short-term supplies is just the beginning.
From masks through to complex things like ventilators, right across the board, this pandemic demonstrated that we don't have access to supply when we need it. We have to have some sovereign security around our manufacturing. We cannot go on like this as a country forever. We need to start to smarten up and to be exporting and making.
Daniel Walton, the Australian Workers' Union's General Secretary, has welcomed today's announcement.
Well, I think today's announcement by the government is a step in the right direction, but goes to highlight the critical importance that our refineries play in keeping our national security in place. That is, in times of crisis, that we've got the necessary fuels to keep our nation running.
While the union welcomes the step as far as it goes, Mr. Walton says that this should be just the beginning.
We think we should be building a lot more storage than what's being proposed. And we also think that we should be getting the state governments to do a bit more heavy lifting as well. They've got an equal part to play in this to make sure that we've got the necessary reserves in place.
The union's report claims that a petrol price hike of 1.12 cents a litre would be enough to build the nation's fuel reserves and reduce its dependency on unpredictable imported oil. Liberal Senator Jim Molan has been warning that Australia's fuel stocks are running too low for a long time, and he welcomes the announcement.
We've been working on this for a number of years. The base was set by Josh Frydenberg when he was the minister, but I've got to hand it to Angus Taylor. He has taken this to a new level. So Josh and Angus and the Prime Minister have worked together very, very well to get this. So I reckon it's a great and significant step forward.
A former Major General in the Defence Force, Senator Molan says recent world events, including Australia's worsening relationship with China and the COVID-19 pandemic, have shown how important it is for Australia to be self-reliant.
We, the Australian people, now realise our vulnerability with an assertive China and an aggressive China, but also we've seen our vulnerabilities in relation to COVID.
A 2017 report from the Department of the Environment and Energy shows that while Australia produces its own crude oil, around 75% of that local production is exported and refined overseas. Alan Lee, SBS News.